ध्रुव पत्रा।
What is something you did recently that surprised some people who believe they know you well?
Oh yeah. After COVID, work from home started, my sleeping schedule was thrown out of whack. I was staying up till like 2 a.m., waking up at like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Like, yeah, you and others who you've complained to have were very surprised that I could, stay up and actually function past 10 p.m.
Meg Mitchell.
What is something you did recently that surprised some of the people who know you well?
So Europe recently put out a European strategy for data. And so as someone who is fascinated by data ethics and stuff, I read their, it's like a 34-page report or whatever. And then they had a corresponding white paper that was like maybe one or two pages. And so most people, sort of in our reading group or whatever, had read the white paper that was one or two pages, but I had read like the full thing, and we were arguing about it. And I was saying like, Europe is saying that they want to have a data commons where everybody can access the same data and they can duplicate the data and it's shared. And I was just going off about how terrible I thought this was, and everyone else in the room were like, aren't you more of like a socialist person? Why don't you see that? Are you arguing that private corporations should like own this data itself without any sharing? And I was like, I think so. I mean, I can like, well, this is a very long conversation, but I think a much more conservative stance on that than everyone else I worked with thought I would be taking. And I was surprised that they were surprised. So sort of mutual. But yeah, I had like lots of very strong opinions about how I didn't think this data should be sort of government regulated in this specific way. And yeah, that was really, I think, a surprise
Interesting.
to
Interesting.
everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Antonio Torralba.
What is something you did recently that surprised some people that know you well?
So not too long ago, one thing that I did was to take theater classes, acting classes. So that's something that even surprised me because I'm so shy and everything, but I thought, why not? It's something that I wanted to do for a while. I had that in the back of my mind, but I never really found the courage. And then I found a school that was pretty good, and I just went there. And the first day, I was hesitating whether to enter or not. That was going to be too much. If you are exposed, really exposed, that is in an acting class. And the first day, something happened. Is we are in the classroom, and there we were maybe eight students, and the teacher says, "Okay, you are going to do the following exercise. You are going to go in the middle of the room in front of the rest of the class, and you are going to pretend that you are inside a box. And when I tell you, open the box, I will say also the name of an animal, and you have to become that animal.
Wow.
And for several minutes, you have to make us believe that you are that animal."
Wow.
And then, I you know, the, she was calling people to do it, and I decided to do it immediately. I didn't want it to be the last one because I thought, okay, this is going to be terrible. So I just want to get over with it. So I just went the first. And she says, "Okay, you are a chicken." And the thing is that since I was a teenager, with a friend, we have been imitating chickens so long, for so long, that I can talk to a chicken and the chicken will reply. Okay. So we just became experts at that. And when she said that, I thought, I cannot believe it. I have been training myself over a decade to how to imitate a chicken. And I never thought it was going to be useful for anything. Like, I thought, okay, this is, you know, I am in the right place in the right moment. So then I continued doing that. So I did it for a year. Uh-huh. And it was amazing. I have to tell you that if I had discovered this earlier, I wouldn't be here doing science. I would be in the acting business. And maybe I would not have been good at it. Who knows? But it was an amazing experience.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Ilan Baru.
What is something you did recently that surprised some of the people that know you well?
Got out of a long-term relationship.
I see. Yeah.
Jitendra Malik.
What is something you did recently that surprised even people who know you well?
No, I don't think I have a. I don't think I have a compelling answer for that.
Hugo La Rochelle.
What is something you did recently that even the people who know you well were surprised by?
Let's see. That people would be surprised by. Well, particularly when we're like stuck inside and can't do much, it's hard to be very surprising. And I am someone who likes a routine. Like, I'm not one to go out of my way of trying something new.
Plus, if there was something, you might not remember it.
No, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like this. Yeah, the thing that. Yeah, that it's related in some way to that other question, which is that I think I have a pretty strong routine in general, and I don't drive away from it or derive from it too much.
Yeah.
So I can't think of anything.
No.
I don't know, we'll see. Maybe something will pop up later.
Yeah.
Joel Pinot.
What is something you did recently that even people who know you well were surprised by?
Something I did recently that people are surprised by. Don't know if I did anything that surprising recently. Our life is a little bit constrained.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Noah Smith.
What is something you did recently that surprised even the people who know you well?
Something I did recently that surprised people who know me well. I'm not sure I've done anything very surprising recently. I don't think I have a good answer to that.
Bill Freeman.
What is something you did recently that surprised even the people who know you well?
That's a hard one. I'm not sure I've done something that surprised people. Maybe that's bad.
I mean, in pandemic times, my life is just very much centered around my wife. That's my primary social contact. I do have contact with my neighbors some, but not so much. I guess one thing, my neighborhood bought and raised 5 chickens, which certainly surprised me. It's not something I did, but anyway, that's something that surprised all of us.
Aishwarya Agrawal, what is something you did recently that surprised people who know you well?
I can't think of anything. Yeah, nothing comes to mind as such.
Yeah. Ayanna Howard, what is something you did recently that surprised the people who even know you well?
I don't know. So I would say release this audiobook. And the book is titled Sex, Race, and Robots, which is spicy. And most people would not classify me as a spicy kind of gal.
Derek Hoyam, is there something you did recently that surprised people that know you well?
I don't think so. I think it feels like recently everything has, like recently, like the scope of life has greatly shrunk. So there's like not a lot of surprising things going on, I think.
Makes sense. Rahul Suktankar, what is something you did recently that surprised even the people who know you well?
I think we have not a lot of data to go on. I think the constraints of kind of being from home, I don't think I've really had an opportunity to do anything that surprising recently. Maybe if we spoke again, there'd be something to say, but no, I think I'm pretty dry on that one.
Jeff Dean, what is something you did recently that surprised people who even know you well?
The pandemic dancing was one. Because I'm normally very adverse. But I went along and it was okay.